Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk Divi versus Elementor. Which is the better page builder? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, I think I know what Tim's going to say, but I won't give it away. Tim, why don't you get us kicked off today?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're very biased towards Divi, and I have played around with Elementor, and it is a great product, and so I don't want to, you know, say it sucks or anything. Divi's the best. Like, they're both outstanding page builders. There's a reason why they're... both are very popular and do really well and have a big following. I'm going to say I think Divi is better for a couple of reasons. The first is the market. Divi has a much, much bigger community and market. Elementor is growing fast, but Divi is the number one page builder in the world. And so it has just a huge community around it, which is beneficial because of how many people you can get to help you in the Facebook groups, the tutorials out there, so many different websites doing tutorials and Divi related content, and then third party products as well, plugins, child themes, layouts, etc. So that's one reason. David, I'll throw it over to you because I know you have some of your reasons as well.
Tim, you just stole all of my reasons, man. No, I'm just playing. Yeah, I think for me, you kind of touched on it a little bit. The community that surrounds these page builders is awesome. And I'm a big Facebook guy. That's kind of where I am. I'm older. I'm not an Instagrammer or a Snapchatter. I'm a Facebook guy. And it seems like the majority of the Divi audience is on Facebook. So, you know, Facebook has some great advantages to it because it has the groups and stuff. And there's probably about I'm going to say collectively with all the Divi Facebook groups out there, probably around 100,000 members. Now, there are some crossover and stuff, but you can be a do-it-yourselfer, a total newbie, or a world-class professional. You're going to find all kinds of skill sets in those groups. And, you know, like Tim mentioned with the blogs and tutorials and stuff, you can get real-time help quickly. You know, if you're building a website with Divi and or Elementor, they both have Facebook groups and stuff. And, you know, it doesn't matter what time of day or night because it's a global community. So there's always somebody on that's going to be able to help and stuff. So which page builder is better? I think because of the community and the strength of that, you know, I think Divi kind of leads on that side of things.
Yeah, definitely. Another point I want to touch on is product, the actual features and using the product. You know, because some people will, okay, I don't care about the community. I just want whatever page builder is better. For me, I would say it's still Divi, and here's why. While Elementor is great, it is a great solid page builder. Divi is out there innovating and adding features that no other page builder has ever thought of. Divi does have still has a little bit of catch up to do in terms of the theme builder, header builder, WooCommerce modules, that type of thing that the Elementor already has now. But in the next couple of months, Divi should be caught up to that point in terms of those features. But Divi has added features that Elementor doesn't have, that Beaver Builder doesn't have, in terms of time-saving features. And I thought these things were really cool, and I played around with them. But until I actually use them on a real website, I don't do a lot of my own designing much anymore. However, I created a landing page with one of my new releases that I designed myself. And so I actually got to get my hands dirty and use a lot of the new features I hadn't used before with Divi in terms of being able to copy and paste certain aspects. Like I just want to copy and paste this background gradient from a section to a button, or I just want to copy and paste this drop shadow, or doing find and replace to change a color on an entire page, or extending the styles. I really like this drop shadow that I created and customized. I want it to be across all of these different areas of the page, and being able to extend the styles and stuff. So time-saving productivity tips, very innovative. And so Divi is doing things like that that I'm not seeing the other page builders doing. They might eventually come around and copy Divi because these products are all copying each other. But at this point, the innovation that Divi has is second to none.
Well, I think that's kind of, it's unanimous, folks. Divi is better than Elementor. You heard it here first. Divi's better than Elementor. And we might be a little biased, so yeah. Check out both of them. You can try them out for free. Elementor has a plugin in the repository that I believe has nearly, if not more than, 1 million downloads now, and Divi Elegant Themes has a demo site set up where you can use Divi, play around with it, try it out and stuff, and check it out. So Divi wins. Boom. 2-0. Sorry, Elementor. We love you too. We love WordPress, but we're Divi guys. Tomorrow we've got another great topic on WP the Podcast, our WordPress plugin and theme update process. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.